Hello and welcome to Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff Chapman, excited about Jesus, excited about the Son of God, excited about the Bible, just knowing that God is real and that somewhere in this old place and time called Earth that we live, God reached down and saved a sinner like me. You know, the Bible says that we overcome the devil. In the book of Revelation, it states, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Now, it's true. You could just boast and shout and holler and do it all in vain. And there's some that do that. But the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. You know, God has preserved his word. He saves us from sin. We've got something to shout about. We ought to be pretty excited. Guys that win the lottery sure put on a big show. People that win football games go pretty crazy. We ought to be the most fanatical, radical, excited people on planet Earth because we were in the grip of the devil, a slave of sin, and Jesus set us free. We repented. We believed. He gave us the Holy Ghost, and now we're clean by the word he spoke. I'll tell you what, we ought to give the devil a black eye every time we get up in the morning and start praising and thanking our God for what he did for us. Well, I want to talk about the cross. The cross. Jesus said in Matthew 16:24, unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake and the gospel shall find it. Well, it doesn't say the gospel in the Matthew verse. It says it, I think, in the Mark one. But here it says, if you save your life, write it down, you'll lose it. And if you lose your life for Christ's sake, you'll find. You know, a cross is a choice. We make choices every day. People make choices what they'll eat, where they'll eat, will they eat, where they'll go, what they'll do, what will they wear, what will they put on, what will they tell this person, what will they tell that person. But I want you to know, when you choose the cross, it's self-denial. The Bible commands us to prepare to suffer as a Christian. If you've been told that come to Jesus and your life will just be easy and better, somebody lied to you. Yeah, in a spiritual sense, in an eternal sense, yes. But in this life, Jesus said, marvel not if the world will hate you. It hated me, it'll hate you. So we should prepare to suffer. And if you can't deny your flesh today, a few little dainties and a few little things that are questionable, how do you think you'll ever stand the true test of persecution or even giving your life to the Lord Jesus for death as a martyr? We better learn how to crucify the flesh. The Bible tells us to do that to the flesh. He said, crucify your flesh. Mortify your members which are upon the earth. So what does it mean to take up your cross? Well, it seems to mean a lot of different things to different people. But it means to just, not my will, but thy will. That's what Jesus said when he was wrestling with the temptation to not take up the cross. And I believe he was tempted to not do it because he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. He agonized. He prayed. He travailed. no man would stick with him. All his disciples forsook him and fled. And he finally got to the point, for God so loved the world that he gave, and Jesus said, I will give, I will willingly lay down my life, I will take up the cross. Nevertheless, he said, not my will, but thine. And Jesus gave us that. It says there in Philippians that he became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. And I want you to know there's a cross waiting for me. There's a cross waiting for you daily. And we're to take it up. And it means death to my will, death to my desires, death to my sin. I mean, God wants a holy people, and he's going to have a holy people. And the only way to get holy is to sanctify yourself in the will of God, saying, not mine, but thine. And it's possible, but it doesn't happen cheap or easy. And it takes dying. You know, dying is a very difficult process, to give up, to wave a white flag, to say, yes, Lord, not my will, but thy will. You can do it with God's grace. You won't do it in your own strength. It'll be the grace given from the living God, from the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He will give you the power to be able to do it. He never asks you to do anything he doesn't give you the grace and the power to do. The Bible says that in your weakness is when you're made strong. When you're strong, you're weak. When you're weak, you're strong. When you yield and you realize this is bigger than life, you can't do it, and you submit yourself to the authority and lordship of the Lord Jesus, to be his disciple is to be his follower. To love him is to obey him. Let's do it. We can do it. Let's take up a cross. Our cross. Deny yourself. Deny your reputation. Deny your profits, whatever it might be today, and give it all to Jesus. Thank you. Have a blessed day.